Good morning. I had my talk all ready, and this morning either it was Jesus or St. Pio that decided to change my talk. So that's where I was this morning, is filling in the words that he had given me. So I'm Deanna Budd, and I brought my props today. Journaling for me is like making a smoothie. Got my banana, my protein powder, and all my fruit and spinach. And of course, you need a container to mix everything up. But if you follow the recipe, it tastes good. And if you change up the recipe, it of course has a different flavor to it. And sometimes when you change the ingredients, it tastes better. Sometimes I have to start over and pour everything out. It's like journaling for me. When I write in my journal daily, I feel closer to God. What's my recipe for journaling? I've got 7 key ingredients. One, your writing instrument and your journal. 2, you write the date on the page when you want to start beginning gathering your thoughts. 3, I start with writing, "Dear Jesus," and then I let the ink flow onto the pages. What comes alive on those pages are God's messages for me and for you. Write what you're thankful for, what saddens you, me, what you need guidance in, and ask the Lord, and He will provide for us. What are your dreams? I also ask, I do the 5-handed prayer. I pray for our priests and our religious. I pray for our president and all in the government, my family, my friends, and for those that don't know God yet. And then I sit and I be still with my journal. And those are the times that God comes to me. And I know it's God, because when I read my journal, I'm like, I don't write that eloquently. So it's got to be coming from Him or the Holy Spirit. And it's amazing when you reread all the passages, the true message that God has given to us. What I have found, God will visit me right where I'm at. I also have in the front of my journal key scripture verses that have touched me throughout these last few months. And I read them. And that helps quiet my heart. And then I go back and I reread, if I've got time, I reread all of the pages in my journal to reflect, where has God appeared in my life? And I will find that God's been walking with me through my good times, through my challenges, the ups and downs. And I have found that God is a God who gives. He is constantly pouring out His blessings in our lives. We just need to be still to see them. One thing that I either read or watched on the video, and someone was saying, continuous learning is always having a pen and paper with you. And you'll know with my family, I'm the bag lady. I always have pen, paper, rosaries, journals, you name it. But I always feel if I don't have the paper and pen, I might miss something, and I want to keep everything together. So I always have my journal with me. And as I was going back through my journal, these are just 4 things that I noticed that popped out to me. And some of these things may be something that you may want to write in your journal too, or think about throughout the day. How has God been working in my life? I found with going through breast cancer, I found I was going to daily Mass every day. And I started to think, why isn't more people going to daily mass? I've gotten so much more out of it. When you get up early in the morning, you're able to see the beautiful sunrise, the beautiful graces, the tapestry that Jesus has given us. And this was a strange phrase that I found. I feel like I'm a pair of glasses to our Lord. When I'm around people, it's the little things, the words, the actions that draw people closer to God. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'll be the first one to tell you that I'm not qualified to give this talk, but I will share with you what I learned about journaling. And it's amazing how sometimes the Holy Spirit has impeccable timing in your life. I never thought of myself wanting to journal, per se, but I wanted to learn more about God. I wanted to get closer to God. I wanted a relationship with God. And I started reading with a small group the gospel for the upcoming Sunday. And that kind of started my journey, hearing others talk about the gospels and what it means to them. Sharing multiple perspectives kind of opens up doors to learning for me. And starting to answer the question, where did I see God at work this week in my life and in others? And I started to write it down for the first time in my life. And where did I experience God's presence? And I saw it in my children, my wife, my friends, strangers. And it rewires you to be vigilant and carefully observing what's going on around you. And the C.S. Lewis book, Screwtape Letters, changed my life. Read that with somebody that you really respect, because it's a tough book to read. But the enemy doesn't want to take you out in one day. He wants you to loosen up your standards day by day. So it's very important to be vigilant. So I started to write these things down that I was seeing every day and every week in this journal. And you don't know what you're doing when you start. But what happens is you go back over those and you see what you've written down after a couple of weeks and you forget a lot of those pieces. So back in 2015, I saw the movie War Room, and it showed me how broken people can come to Christ and how this world is a battlefield for our souls. And the book that the writers of the movie came out with, The Battle Plan for Prayer, came out at the same time. And what I learned from the movie is that we'll all have a business plan for our business, right? Have we ever really sat down to write out a detailed prayer life with what is really on our hearts? And that just blew my mind when I thought about it from that perspective. We write out a vacation agenda, a business plan for our business. Have you written out a battle plan for prayer for you and your family? And I'm going to read something from this book. It's on page one of the preface, and humor me for just a second. In April 1948, a farm in small rural town South Georgia looked up to see a tornado approaching his property. As he ran for cover, his wife crowded their three young daughters under the dining room table and waited in fear. When the devastating twister arrived at their house, the little girls watched their mother cry out to God at the top of her voice for protection. Moments later, the deafening train-like sound of the winds faded into the distance, and then the family walked outside to see the aftermath of the storm. The destruction was all around them. Their barn, a few yards away, was heavily damaged. Power lines were down on the ground. Giant oak trees in front of their house were uprooted, now lying on their side, and the church across the street had been rocked off its foundation, but their home and family were left completely untouched. The farmer and his wife were our grandparents. And their six-year-old daughter, who was greatly impacted by this experience, grew up to become her mother. The three of us, her sons, and our 19 children would not be here today. God had not protected the family. I believe we always underestimate the power of prayer. Always. Remember the apostles in the New Testament? How many times does Jesus have to remind them that he was always with them and to have faith? So, to me, journaling is prayer and it's also reflection. It keeps me grateful. And when you have a grateful heart, you have humility. And humility is the opposite of pride. This keeps me from becoming unglued spiritually. In fiction, I hate fiction, okay? I read Joshua a couple months ago, and it changed me forever. That book is about a modern-day Christ. And I just read this book about a month ago, Pierced by a Sword. I read it and changed me forever. Up until Joshua, I think third grade was the last time I read a fiction book. I even read it with my wife and son. And it has led me to more thoughts to journal, because the brokenness of the characters are very real, just like we're broken. And your journey will evolve as your faith does. And you can reference back to your journal when you're under spiritual attack. The message I got when I was at Curcio, even Father Dan was there with me at my table. I was so blessed to have him there that weekend. I was kneeling in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And my life went backwards and fast forward to when I was 12, when I lost my father. It stopped on that day, the fast forward. And I was looking at the picture of Jesus and the Eucharist, and it was like Christ put his hands on the shoulders from behind, and he said, I was with you the whole time. And I wasn't expecting to get that message when I was at Curcio. But what I learned from that weekend is Christ is always with us. And you have to be vigilant that we learn from these books, from Screwtape Letters. The fear and the anger always comes from the enemy, because it's a lie they want us to believe. And it's so true. So what I learned from journaling is it sort of is like getting a wheel alignment, because I can always go back to what happened in my life that I'm grateful for, and it keeps me grounded, it keeps me humble, it keeps me walking in the right direction, and we must never forget to be grateful every day for what we do have going on in our life. And one of the things that I really like too is that this is my journal, but this is my prayers I write down, and I will encourage you to try this experiment, because I'm not smart enough to write prayers. If you read this book, in the back, there are scriptural passages, okay? If you want to write a prayer for your wife or your children, you can put them in there, and I think it's an amazing way. And you take a Word document and make it your own, and you go through it every day. And what I find is if you take your own words and you merge them with our Lord's, it comes naturally off of your tongue as you pray silently each day, because it's really inherent to your own spirit. You know what I mean? It's, you can hear yourself saying it. You know what I mean? So it's really yours. And then have your spouse or somebody important in your life sign.
Good morning. I'm Diane Laver. I'm here to share my experience in journaling. But first, a little bit about how I got here. About 2 months ago, Sister Mildred asked me if I would share my journaling experience in the Padre Pio prayer group. If you know me, I said, I'll pray about it. It was really to get me off the hook. So, those close to me understand that I am not a fan of speaking in front of anyone or even in a small group. So knowing this, I repeatedly prayed about Sister Mildred's request, hoping for a different answer. But God spoke so profoundly to me. So here I am about to share with you a few key things about my journaling. I was introduced to journaling back in the 90s through a previous association with Intercessors of the Lamb, and it's taken many forms from then till today. It's been a beautiful experience of God's love for us, really for all of us, and how very much he wants to speak to us, and he wants to be present to us in a strong, connecting way. Here's how I generally go about journaling. My time to journal is early in the morning before the distractions of the day begins. I usually start with praise. Then I sit quietly and I pray and ask the Holy Spirit to come and be present and speak to me and to fill me with his love. And I ask for the grace to listen and to be open to what God wants to say to me. Then one of the things I usually do is I go to the daily Mass readings. Or sometimes I just have things on my heart and mind and I just start writing to God about them. Mostly, though, I start with the Word of God. And I read with intention. And then whatever stands out, I write it down. I may have a question or a thought, but either way, I write it to God. And I sit quietly and try to listen, and I write down anything that I feel or sense God saying to me. It's beautiful. Many times God will confirm what I'm hearing in my journaling. It may be in Father's homily during Mass, or someone will say something to me that I wrote, or even he'll give me a song or a sign. He gives me a lot of love songs and trust songs. This is confirmation to me, and when it happens, I experience immense joy, and I praise God for this special gift. This is the one of many ways Jesus speaks to me through journaling. Sometimes Jesus tells me just how much he loves me and to trust in him. On Tuesday, the Gospel reading, August the 7th, the Gospel reading was Matthew chapter 14, 22 through 36, Walking on Water. Here's my journal entry for that day. In tears, I'm asking God to give me a heart to know him. So I wrote, Jesus, as Peter saw you walking on the sea, he was terrified. Is it a ghost, he said. At once, Jesus spoke to him with to say, take courage, do not be afraid. Peter wanted to be sure, so he looked and said, is it a ghost? So he commanded him to come. I'm asking you, Jesus, I'm terrified. Do you want me to talk about journaling? And you said yes. Just like Peter, Jesus commanded him to walk on the water. I'm asking you, do you want me to stand in front of this group of people and talk about journaling? In this, I'm like Peter, and how he saw the strong winds and fear came. As I imagined all these people, fear came. Like Peter, I'm crying out, Lord, save me from this fear. I only want to do your will. Give me the grace. I heard in my heart, oh, you of little faith, why do you fear? Then the Lord gave me the scripture, Luke chapter 12, 11, 12. And it said, when you go before these people, don't worry about what you are to say. The Holy Spirit will teach you at that moment what you should say. It's tough to have childlike trust. But we have to believe God is forever faithful and will show us and will shield us from and have no fear. As St. Padre Pio says, pray, hope, and don't worry. Journaling brings me such joy in my life and a spark of love you feel when it happens, and I thank God for this experience. Over time, journaling becomes easier because you gain confidence in hearing from the Lord and speaking to him. You get closer to God. You look forward to that communication, that one-on-one time you spend with God. For me, my love has grown deeper for the Lord. I feel blessed that God would do this for me. Journaling has brought me so close to him and cherished the time with him. And people ask me, how do you know it's from God? Well, we can be sure it's from God when it's always about love, guidance, encouragement, and can always be backed up by Scripture. God will never condemn us. This is our love letter to God and his love to us. It's beautiful. I would encourage everyone to start journaling and to experience God's love and how he very much wants to be in a relationship with us. He wants our love and our time. Thank you.